Ian Anderson was coming to a concert, I was like, well, wait a minute. What about the rest of the band?
Right.
And then I actually thought about it. I'm like, he is the band. The rest of the band really don't matter. He was bringing 23 flutes. Like, that's the band.
23.
He did. He brought 23 flutes.
He really brought 23?
He did.
For what? Why do you need 23 flutes?
He was the band.
Why does Steve Vai need 15 guitars on stage?
Well, I mean, maybe they're tuned differently.
They're all tuned a little bit differently, okay, but so, I don't
But know. For flutes, I mean...
23.
When you get big, you don't tune anymore. You just throw that guitar away and grab a fresh one. It's already pre-tuned.
Right, you're not dicking with the fucking little things at the top anymore.
Can't be bothered.
There's some silly bitch little fucking redheaded kid that's working for you that's doing that.
It's beneath you.
Yeah, right.
You're a rock god. You don't tune your own shit.
No.
You got some roadie backstage doing that for you. And God help him if it's not tuned right.
I just can't believe there's a way to tune a flute 23 different ways.
I know, that's what I was thinking. When you first said that, I was like, I don't...
Well, I don't think they're tuning flutes, but I'm saying it's along those
lines.
But
why did he
actually did. He brought 23. They actually advertised it on the radio. He's bringing 23 flutes.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah,
it's a gimmick because the hardcore fans are like, 23?
Every one of them.
It's only tuned three ways.
The most I've ever seen him bring was 19.
Right.
Dude, this is going to be the best show ever.
Yeah.
He's bringing four extra flutes. Right? It's totally worth the extra $30 I'm spending on a ticket.
Right.
Did they have it right in the ad? He's bringing this many flutes, like it was in big print.
Yeah. 23 flutes featuring Ian Anderson.
The McRib is back.
Oh, man. So should we talk about something?
Yeah, we got Ken on the show again.
Yeah, Ken,
what's up,
you're
y'all?
Here.
Needs introduction.
God damn. I'm so glad you're back. You provided me with one of the funniest half hours of radio we ever did, and I didn't laugh while we were on it, but after, and then we went back and listened to it, I fucking died. Ken was,
well,
he killed it.
You know, I think that's my MO. I'm good in small doses.
Yeah. Once every couple months. All right, so there is a Utah man that is still ready for his Mars mission.
Explain.
All right.
What?
It's in the Salt
Lake. Oh, wait. Don't, he's one of those guys that prepaid.
He's one of those guys that's training. He's one of those.
Okay.
You know how, like, there's the Mars mission, huge Mars mission that they're
They asked for volunteers.
No, actually, I don't.
Yeah.
They actually did. Yeah, like a year ago, they started advertising they were going to start to colonize Mars. And they were asking for people to volunteer to start the training program to actually do it.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I vaguely remember something about that.
Yeah. We live in a science fiction novel.
It didn't really hit the broad spread media. Why not?
Well, because it's science. I don't know. Maybe it's not taken very seriously. Maybe it's looked at as kind of silly.
Probably.
But a Utah man, a dude from Utah, he made it into the top 700 people to go. Because there's all these people that apply, and they need all different kinds of fucking skill
diversity.
They need gardeners, they need botanists, they need chemists, they need teachers, they need all kinds of stuff.
How many people are they planning on going?
I think it's like 100, maybe, around there.
I thought it was more like 1,000, but because they were planning on sending multiple ships because they've got to carry all the materials to build the ecosystems.
Right.
And
it's a one-way trip. It's a one-way trip.
Yeah, there's no coming back. And they tell you to expect to not have any contact with anybody, family members, for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to waste money on cell phone calls while the trip is happening. But they are planning on setting up a communication station there to where people can actually,
This is fascinating. How long is it going to take them to get to Mars?
It takes six months.
So they're not going to go into, like, stasis?
I don't know.
Are they going to freeze them?
How crazy is that? They actually
haven't said, but that's what the movies do.
Yeah. It's amazing that they have that
many
volunteers.
Put them into a drug-induced coma for 6 months?
Well, cryo sleep is not a myth.
It's not a myth.
No.
They actually have it.
People are actually doing that shit. Oh,
well,
yeah.
There you go. I wonder if they're going to do that.
There's been
Walt Disney.
I can't think of many people that have actually done it, but Walt Disney, I think, is one.
Right. But we're not sure if he made it. But he's frozen.
But that's, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it exists. We're not sure how well it works. I don't even know how they've planned it out. I don't know much of the details about the story.
The idea is they're freezing themselves until technology can catch up with, reanimating them in a new body or just whatever. And that's why the people who have money are actually doing. They're hoping they'll be reincarnated, basically.
But what I'm saying is that, like, okay, let's say you wanted to sleep for 6 months. They could do like they do in, like, the Alien movie.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I'm not talking about becoming a Disney-cle.
Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about temporary 6 months to a year stasis. Right.
I don't think they have those logistics worked out yet. Because it's not for a while.
But who knows? I mean, it's fucking NASA. Maybe they're going to Disney-cle
them all.
You know, maybe they do. I don't know.
Yeah. But what's crazy...
But it's... I mean, 6 months. You know what I mean?
I don't know,
I mean,
man. You could go batshit crazy in 6 months.
They could be finishing their training over the, you know, the trip.
Watching like Red Planet
or Mars Attacks.
You know, whatever.
All these movies. Oh my God, preparing them for what they could encounter, right? They're watching Red Planet, Mission to Mars. Like, when was the last Mars movie that where it ended good?
I don't think
none of them have a happy ending.
I don't think there's one.
I think these people need to watch more Mars
movies. Red Planet, they made it.
Right,
it was a happy ending.
They
made it.
They made contact. Isn't Red Planet the one where it opened up, or was that Mission to Mars?
No, that was Mission to Mars, where the face.
Red Planet was like where the robot
was
lost its shit and started killing people.
Yeah,
that's not a happy ending.
No, because he escaped. Yeah, he escaped and he got the girl, Captain. What the fuck was her name?
How many
people
died?
Laura Flynn Boyle.
How many people died?
The crew died. But the two people, the two main characters, made it out alive, and you know,
I would chalk that up as a tragedy.
He got some tang.
There's a lot of people,
but
yeah, he got some strain.
Mission to Mars,
mission successful
is
that this Utah man,
yeah,
this Utah man that's going up there obviously is Mormon. So what I'm picturing, because he's from Farmington, Utah man, he's from a very Mormon area of Utah.
Definitely Mormon.
For non-locals.
Okay, he wants to go to Mars.
He wants to go to Mars, and so I'm picturing him up there with his fucking spacesuit on and his little missionary tag, knocking on little Mars doors and having the people come out and like, have you heard of the teachings of Joseph Smith? And then we colonize Mars with fucking Mormonism. That's what I was taking from it.
That's brilliant. I wonder who the Catholics have going.
Yeah, right. All religions must send an ambassador.
Would you do that?
Oh, fuck.
One-way trip to Mars?
No.
If somebody held a gun to your head and said you're going.
Or you're dying?
How would you feel about it?
If it was going or dying, I would go and I would feel happy about it.
Well, of course you would go.
Yeah,
but
I would feel
the
happy
whole
about
6 months
it.
On the way there, would you be shitting yourself?
Dude...
I mean, does it sound like something that's going to end in absolute fucking disaster?
Right.
I mean, what, dude? Right.
You know, honestly, if I didn't have kids, you wouldn't have to hold a gun in my head. I'd be one of the guys to volunteer.
Really?
As long as I didn't have to pay for it.
Do you get to ask questions, though?
That's the thing. That's the catch. These people are volunteering and still paying for it.
Is there
a they're paying.
Yeah.
Oh, that's insane.
They're paying a lot of money, too.
That's
because NASA's no more, according to the... Right,
it's all being privatized.
Right,
right.
So they have to fund it.
Right,
yeah. Those questions do matter.
They're very simple.
I don't
thing.
Know, man.
Here's
it's
the
scary.
But yeah, if I didn't have to pay for it, I'd go.
I don't know if I would.
What's
go to
What's the worst
Mars.
That can happen?
I don't know
you
if
die.
I would go to Mars.
Whoop-dee fucking do.
Even after it was colonized, I don't know if I'd want to go to Mars.
Even after would you take the gun built. To the head then?
No. Of course you would have to go because,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, you got a chance of living if you go to Mars or you're guaranteed
you know,
dead. You got to at least try it, but I have no
seriously.
Interest in going to Mars.
Think right. about it. You've lived your whole life on this planet. You know nothing but this planet.
Right.
Think about 6 months on a starship.
Yeah.
It's an enticing idea.
Regardless
certainly.
If you live or die once you get to the planet.
Yeah, I don't think I could handle 6 months on a cruise ship, let alone in a little tin can flying through the cosmos.
I think it'd be fucking awesome, dude. I think it would be fucking awesome. I mean, it's an adaptation of life, you know. Things get simpler, you know. You don't eat as much, you don't, you know.
It makes me think of the Ramones song, I Wanna Be Sedated. I'm gonna be like floating in a tin can for 6 months.
Fucking morphined out.
Watching movies about Mars disasters, because I would be, because that's the kind of sick fuck
I
am.
I mean, 6 months
like
doing whatever you want, basically. Knowledge-wise, you'd have access to whatever, you know? Take a college course, fucking whatever.
I know, but, dude, I mean, it's like...
In a bar.
Yeah, that's what my dad was saying. If there was a bar on board,
the spaceship
couldn't
possibly hold 6 months enough booze.
Oh, it's a big ship.
It's a big ship?
It's a big ship.
Yeah, oh. I mean, this is a one-way fucking, let's just get this thing in orbit.
They're like, well, Devin, like you're said, allowed so many pounds of luggage.
They're carrying a lot of materials to actually build structures and
I would
stuff.
Have one
so
outfit
it's a big ship.
And a case of booze. So like, they'd be like, Devin, you're allowed X amount of pounds cargo.
One outfit.
It would be, yeah. And a couple of plants, if you know what I mean.
Another,
can I just take no clothes?
Right.
And just fill that extra space with vices?
Vices?
Is there any way I could do that?
I just need one of those, you know, paper aprons they give you at the doctor's office.
Just give me two leaves tied together. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, you know, it just dawned on me. Space booze, right? Space booze. Don't they got the alcohol pill now?
Right. Yeah. No, it's a powder. They have alcohol in a powder. They have removed the water, the liquid alcohol.
Yeah. Save
weight. And the FDA actually just approved it. We should actually be seeing it on the shelves in a week or two.
They approved that, but they're not going to approve e-cigarettes?
So what it is just a little pouch of powder, white powder, and you add it to any water.
Like a fucking tea mix.
Just like a fucking
like
Nestea.
Tang. Yeah, like Tang.
Yeah.
Like
it's
Tang.
Like an instant Tang thing. And
like
it's
Tang
fucking
or
alcohol.
Fucking... Or what the fuck is that called?
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid. That's what I was thinking of.
And
fuck,
you know what's funny?
The
inventor said he was actually surprised at how quickly the FDA approved it. You can take the liquid out of alcohol, which is 40% alcohol, which is an evaporative...
How the fuck do they do that?
You know what I'm saying?
Alcohol evaporates so quickly.
Now we can do shit like that. Yeah. But that's what we're doing with it?
Yeah. The alcohol molecules bond to the asbestos fibers. Powdered alcohol, that's the secret to the Mars trip.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
I can have clothes and booze.
Yeah, because you could just stack like 800 bars of dehydrated booze.
Actually, reverse that. I could have booze and clothes.
Right. Right.
Because, you know, the booze comes first.
You don't have to go outside.
Six months in a tin can, heading a fucking certain death.
Well,
I'm going to be drinking my face
off.
Not
only that, but once you get to the destination, that's it. There's no going back.
Yeah. Right. Heading towards certain death. Never going to see a tree again.
Well, you're not going to achieve certain life on Earth.
You're never going to see a tree again. That's what I'm saying.
Maybe indoor trees.
No, you'll see little saplings.
Right.
They grow
you'll
real
see
slow.
Tomato plants.
Yeah.
Trees grow slow.
That's true. You'll never see a 100-year-old tree ever again.
Right. You'll never see a tree bigger than you again.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a fucking good point. That's a good
That's
consideration.
A good point.
You
that
should
is,
email
yeah,
that.
That's a good point. How cool would it be to experience something that's so different than we've ever known?
I don't know. It looks really red, dude. It looks really
right.
red and really desert.
This is really blue.
And I like blue way more than red. I hate red. I'll be honest
that's
with you.
That's my point.
Red. That was exactly where I was going
red,
with that.
Red makes you psychotic.
Right.
Right?
That's
red
why
makes
everybody
you very
goes psychotic
angsty.
On Mars. Maybe.
Well, look, yeah. Right? And why am I seeing the movie Aliens happening all over again?
Right.
Yeah, we were terraforming that planet. Yeah, we haven't heard from them in a little while.
Suddenly.
And then next thing you know, you got fucking Sigourney Weaver and the Space Marines going to find out what happened. It's a goddamn bug hunt.
But they're little insects that are combustible from Red Planet.
Dude,
that's what,
God only
that's
fucking
what
knows what the hell's living on that fucking rock, under the surface, in the caves.
Eating through my suit!
Yeah, come on. That shit's insane. There's no way. Unless it was a life or death situation, there's no way I'd go
what
to Mars.
What kind of new crazy diseases and microbes
right.
and microscopic organic life that we haven't detected yet that's going to enter
there's
into
a
their
fucking,
system?
Yeah, there's a goddamn single-celled organism that can just melt through glass without a problem, that can just go straight through their helmets and can infect them and turn them into, like deer or some shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's asanine to think.
Not to mention the lack of oxygen. Not to mention the lack of all life-sustaining
right.
substances.
Your life is confined to 120-foot square
look,
fucking feet.
Look.
Or 100.
No water
feet.
And no air. Water and air. Two very important things for a human.
Well, they're trying.
Don't exist on Mars. By all means, let's go there.
But they have contingency plans. They're gonna bring water.
The only thing that could make Mars less appealing is if it was on fire.
Well, that would be Venus.
Yeah, that's the mission to Venus. That's the one where they're just drafting Italian men from Buffalo, New York, to do a podcast.
Dude. Yeah, and they're handing out the heat suits.
Atmospheric pressure.
Hollywood tested.
Atmospheric pressure is like 200%. So you're at like 200 atmosphere on Venus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mars sounds way more appealing.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, if I had to pick another planet in the solar system, it would be Mars.
Right.
Because
if you had to.
Right. You know, I mean, because there's a... You've seen the face on Mars.
Look at the other choices. Mercury is way too close to the sun.
It sustained life at some point.
Venus is a poison gas atmosphere with... a surface pressure of 200 of our atmosphere.
Yeah.
Mars is a smaller planet with less gravity, no atmosphere. Neptune is a ball of ice, right? I mean, that's all we know. Right?
That's where the Olympic skaters want to go.
Right.
They're like, I can skate everywhere.
And Pluto is not a planet anymore.
Saturn, they're all the gas giants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to those headlines. I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
So did they give...
Mars other than Earth? Mars sounds the most habitable to me.
Yeah. And it's close.
Yeah,
it's just close. Around the corner.
And it's close.
No, it was habitable. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But it's just up the street.
You were asking
something? Oh, yeah. Like, how long do they think before they're going to be ready to go?
Years and years.
Yeah. Within this asshole's lifetime?
Didn't they say like 2015 or 2016?
Yeah, I mean it's...
But this was like 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time
ago
that
they
started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
But
so
they're gearing up.
A couple of years.
They're gearing
we'll
up.
See what happens, yeah. They're gearing up. I mean, it takes forever for this kind of operation to take place.
I can't wait for the footage to start coming back.
I
mean, it's going to flood YouTube.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Seriously, I mean... The people on Mars are going to be flooding YouTube
and
with their crazy videos.
And it's going to spawn a whole new breed of technology.
Unless they
Mark
find some
words.
Critters, and then it's all going to be
Mark
you know,
my
media
words.
Blackout.
As soon as we start getting broadcasts from Mars, technology is going to fucking change, dude.
Unless
that's
they start finding some critters.
They might.
They're going to blast them with Mars shotguns.